This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-7-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Shaky Boo is in the studio with us today, so everybody's got a Shaky Boo. Hi, Shaky Boo. That's our little kitty cat Shake. You know, Shake and Bake. It was Shake and Bake, and the Bake died, so we didn't know what to do with Shake, because he's like, my name is stupid. So we call him Shaky Boo. And yeah, he's in the studio. Yeah, he's just right here. He's just, I don't know if he's going to say anything. But you know, it's Halloween. And Shaky Boo is my little Halloween kitty cat, you know, because he's kind of orange and tabby and jack-o'-lantern looking. Right? And then we do have an all-black cat. You know how black cats walking across the street are supposed to be bad luck? Well, you know, that's, yeah, so we got a white cat, so we got our Halloween kitty cats, all right? But I didn't realize how many people are very offended by Halloween. And apparently we have some of the most offensive Halloween costumes. This is ridiculous. Okay, first, the reason why this is even a story is I guess University of Florida is offering counseling for students who are going to be, I guess, disturbed by offensive Halloween costumes. And I guess there's going to be a counselor available 24/7 to help quote-unquote impacted students. This is where we're at right now, where we have institutions that have to spend money on counselors for people that are going to be offended by Halloween costumes. That's where we are. We're having people wear offensive, I mean, horribly offensive Halloween costumes, and we're needing to supply counseling for it. This is where we're at. I really wonder what this generation would be doing if this was the generation that had to fight World War II or World War I. I'm really shocked. Oh, hi. We got Sashi here, too. Hi, Sashi. Sashi's offended because I was talking about how a black cat running across the street is supposed to be, like, you know, superstitious. Okay, Sashi, you don't even run. Okay, you don't even get off your butt, so don't even go there. Okay, so there's a memo released by the University of Florida that are going to encourage students to think about their choices and costumes and themes. They say some Halloween costumes reinforce stereotypes of particular races, genders, cultures, or religions, regardless of intent. They say these costumes can perpetuate negative stereotypes, causing harm and offense to groups of people. Now, it's very interesting. I told you one of my Halloween costumes years ago in medical school was Inside Out. So basically what I did is I wore my clothes, and then I wore a bra and panties over my clothes, and then I had Kleenex attached to the bra and a maxi pad attached to the panties, and so I was technically Inside Out. And you know, you're right, in this day and age that probably would be very, very offensive. Okay, so what are some of the most offensive Halloween costumes that are going to be out there? Well, one topping the list is Zika. There is a Zika costume. And I really don't understand. I guess it's, I don't really know what the costume is. I'm seeing some people. I guess one looks like he's a mosquito, maybe. Or they're trying to look like a birth defect. I don't know, but that's kind of stupid. They also have okay, let me skip that one. That one's really bad. Oh, Miss Piggy Universe. Apparently, Elisa Machado, the former Miss Universe, who I guess has been going back and forth between her and Trump, some people are going to be dressing up as her. I guess there is a Donald Trump. This is being sold online. Donald Trump Mexican or Muslim costume. This is so stupid. Okay, you see somebody dressed up and there's a donkey, and he's wearing a sombrero. I mean, these are ridiculous. Whoever would buy these are idiots. Killer clowns. Okay, and that's really, really of poor taste, especially with the recent stabbings with killer clowns. I guess Leslie Jones. Kim Kardashian and robbers. Apparently, there are some people dressing up as Kim Kardashian being tied up by robbers. Don't ask. Let me see. There are, Prince. Some people are going as Prince. Not really sure why they would do that. So, you know, I guess people think it's funny. I mean, one of the funniest costumes I liked was somebody was back in college was windblown. So he basically had his arms out. He had his shirt really, really starched, like it looked like he was blown back. He had pieces of paper attached to him, and his hair was all, you know, mashed back. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, like you're standing there windblown, unless, of course, you know, we're making fun of the hurricane, then that's not funny at all. So I think there's some real, real creative things you guys could do. And as we get closer to Halloween, I'll tell you guys what you could do. There's obviously a lot of very, very negative-looking Trump and Hillary costumes out there. I mean, some real disgusting-looking costumes, and I'm really not sure why. Apparently, there's the naked Trump costume. Remember there was a naked Trump statue? Yeah. Now, what about your kids? Okay, your kids are going to be wanting to dress up a little bit more raunchy. Okay, what do you do for these kids that want to dress up like they are, working the streets? You say no. Okay, say that's ridiculous. You're not wearing that. See, a lot of us use Halloween. I do the same thing to be sexy. Okay, I got this little French maid Halloween outfit. I think it's so cool. All right, so for me, you know, I can't wear a French maid outfit any other time. But you want to know what? I really can't wear it either. I'm at the age now and the body type where I really can't get away with wearing something like that anymore. So I just don't. Yeah, Shaky Boo is nodding. He's like, it's really disgusting, especially with the cellulite. So, you know, have fun. Please just, you know, keep in mind that some people are really insulted, okay, by what you wear. And that they may actually require counseling because with you. I'm just waiting for the lawsuits. I'm waiting to see when somebody is going to be sued because there was a Halloween party at the office and somebody came in looking like Trump or looking like Hillary and somebody gets sued. So, yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, smokeless tobacco and prostate cancer. What's going on there? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Liking Dak Prescott. Oh my gosh. Very good job by the Cowboys. I think they're where are they now? I forget, but they're up at the top now. They are, I am just so proud of them. Yeah, they got a tough they still have a tough road ahead, and you know, we don't know if there's a lot of back and forth whether they should stop the momentum and let Romo come back after he's healed from his vertebrae fractures or not. Personally, I think if Dak Prescott is doing as good as he is, and we have the momentum going, and he's got the choreography down with Beasley and Witten and everybody, and Ezekiel Elliott, I would say let sleeping dogs lie. Don't mess it up. But there's a big, big debate on whether when Tony Romo gets better, if we should bring him back. Trust me, he is an amazing quarterback. But, I mean, we're on a winning streak here, so let's just not mess with anything if we can. Also, a lot of baseball. We're watching the Cubs, watching the Dodgers, a lot of good baseball the last few days. So that's been pretty, pretty exciting as well. And, you know, I think of baseball, I think of smokeless tobacco, right? And apparently smokeless tobacco, okay, so that's tobacco that you chew, may increase prostate cancer, all right? And higher aggressive forms of prostate cancer. So even though snuff or your smokeless tobacco has been suggested as a less harmful alternative to smoking, still it's associated with cancer risk. But see, a lot of people are thinking, okay, you know what? It's just going to affect your it's just going to affect your mouth, or it's going to just affect, you know, locally. And no, snus, right? Okay. It's mainly used in Sweden, but is also available in the United States. It's S-N-U-S, pronounced like goose, snus. Mainly used in Sweden, but also around in the U.S., and it's sold in tea bag-like sachets. So even though you can have, by the way, regular smokeless tobacco that you chew, that does cause direct epithelial changes on the mouth. Very, very dangerous stuff. But we're talking about snus here. It's kind of sold in these tea bag sachets, and then you put it in the upper lip for extended periods, and even though you have that little sachet as a barrier, it's still dangerous. So Dr. Wilson and her colleagues analyzed health checkup data from thousands of men in Sweden from 1971 to 1992, and the investigators found that compared with men who never used this tobacco, those who used snus did not smoke and had a 24% higher risk of death from prostate cancer during the study period. They also had a 19% higher risk of death from any cause. Among patients whose cancer had not spread, those who used snus did not smoke were three times more likely to die from prostate cancer than those who never used tobacco, according to the study. All right, so what does this mean? It means you're screwed, okay? It means don't even, what it means is sometimes it's not even just the tobacco. It could also be the nicotine. Remember I told you guys that nicotine could be carcinogenic in and of itself, and when you use the snus, you're actually getting a bigger dose of nicotine. It's a bigger bolus of it. And nicotine, on one end, what I learned from a direct standpoint is nicotine will paralyze the cilia in your bronchial trees. So when you're supposed to be spewing out the little particulates that come, you know, into your respiratory system, the cilia is supposed to brush it out, you know, back the other way. So when you paralyze the cilia with this, then it doesn't work, and then unfortunately carcinogens can come in. However, when it comes to prostate cancer, how the hell is that happening? So apparently co-author Sarah Mark, a research associate at Harvard, says even though it's a smokeless product, the high levels of nicotine could promote the cancer progression. So, I get it that it's very easy for me to sit here and tell everybody to not smoke, not chew, not snooze, you know, not root against the Cowboys. I mean, I get that. It's very, very easy for me to sit here and do that. What's my vice? Well, I told you guys my vice. My vice is chocolate. If you told me that I had to stop eating chocolate, I'd be like, oh, hell to the no. And I'd be like, I'll take the risks. And some of you say, well, Dahlia, you know, everybody in your family gets diabetes. So when you get diabetes, what are you going to do? I'm still going to eat chocolate. I will manage my insulin. I mean, God forbid I'm on insulin later. But if I later become diabetic, I mean, I am not going to not eat chocolate. I mean, that is just not in the cards for me. I'll probably exercise a lot. Maybe I'll do another 1,000 Kegels if I have to a day. I don't know. But, so for those of us that don't smoke, or those of us that don't need the nicotine high, or caffeine highs, or whatever other I guess, whatever other vice we have. We need to understand what other people are going through. And so you need to kind of think about, before you start to judge, you know, what is it that you really, really, you know, care about? And then, you know, put yourself in those shoes. What was it, To Kill a Mockingbird? I don't know, one of the old stories we had to read in high school said, you know, in order for you to understand other people, understand what they're going through, you got to walk in their shoes. You know, I mean, I've had to tell some of my listeners this when they were, you know, talking about what happened with Donald Trump and that audio recording that was released a couple weeks ago. And, you know, his, you know, the way he talked about women. And, you know, like, really, you know, women are really that, you know, upset by that. And I'm like, look, here's the thing, guys, okay? You know, maybe a lot of us are not that, you know, concerned. Maybe a lot of us are not that, turned off by it or not that insulted. But, you know, imagine you having a daughter and somebody saying something like that to your daughter. Would that rile you up? You know, it's very hard for people to kind of understand what's going on. You know, same thing with Hillary in the emails. You know, really, guys? Yeah, really? So, you know, she writes some bad stuff with the emails. They're all politicians, really? But then you're like, imagine if your son is the one, you know, that was in Benghazi. You know, you have a son in the military, right? You know, imagine if he was over there. Right, and she was the one at the helm. You know, so you have to kind of put yourself, especially when you're looking at what is getting everybody all riled up. Okay? And it's and you know, everybody's entitled to their point of view, and you know, when you listen to everybody's point of view, it really, really sounds logical. So back to the smokeless tobacco, be careful. You know, the less you can do, the better. You know, find a different vice. But I'm not gonna sit here and try to act like my vice is better than yours. No way. I mean, I really shouldn't be eating chocolate. And, you know, maybe we could all, you know, for New Year's, decide to stop doing our vice. No, you know what? Never mind. You guys are on your own. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so another vice I have is my carbs. I love my carbs. I've been cutting back. Absolutely, I've been cutting back. A lot of us are cutting back on our carbs. We don't need to eat too much of it. But it's just, I'm trying to cut back on meat. So if I'm cutting back on meat, I'm going to substitute with like a lasagna, like a vegetarian lasagna. So there's carbs in that. Well, apparently eating potatoes and cereals, they say, increases the risk of heart disease. So, you know, we've been always talking about, okay, well, we got to avoid fat, and it's fats causing heart disease, unfortunately. And now we have a study talking about potatoes and cereals and carbs increasing the risk of heart disease. So, you know, one big thing that we've been doing, and I apologize for all the little sounds in the background. I apologize. I'm having some issues here with my computer. One thing that we've been doing is we've been trying to do this all on our own. What we're doing is we're using the best of the best science, okay? And if, you know, if any of you guys are really, really sick of hearing, you know, all these stories saying this is bad for you, this is bad for you, then this is good for you, then this is bad for you, I don't blame you. I'm sick of it too. I am really, really sick and tired of somebody not saying, okay, look, this is what you do. This is simple stuff. Just eat this. It's not going to happen. And the reason why it's not going to happen is because humans are the ones doing the science. We are trying to figure out why people gain weight. And I got some tips later on how to maybe help you, you know, lose weight. And overall, we know what to do. You got to exercise a lot. You can't be eating whenever you want to. You can't be eating what you want to. And, you know, there has to be a regimen. Okay, we get that. But when it comes to what is giving us heart disease, so now here you are trying to avoid fats. And here you are, you're trying to eat more vegetables, and then here comes another study. Apparently it looks at dietary habits of cardiovascular disease of 42 European countries over 16 years, etc. And they find that eating potatoes and cereals and a lot of these carbohydrates will increase your risk of heart disease. Alright? But, you know, as you increase dairy, it seems to help you. So what the hell are you supposed to do with that when you just heard, probably weeks ago, that fats are bad, then you should probably eat more carbs if you were going to choose fats. This is ridiculous. So what I say to you is make sure it's balanced. There's a variety of different carbs you can eat. You don't have to have the Cocoa Krispies. You don't have to have the Kit Kats, which are carbs of my choice, by the way. I love Cocoa Krispies. I love Kit Kats. Okay, but, you know, just get those whole grains. You know, whatever tastes like crap that looks really, really healthy, I think you guys could go with. Okay? But what was very interesting about the study is don't ignore dairy. okay? A lot of us are afraid to have milk and cheese, etc. But it's very interesting how this data show that cheese prevents heart disease or something about natural calcium that we need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Paid Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who has worked on the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we heard today that many Americans are balancing two or even three jobs. This is crazy. They say the number of multiple job holders hit an 8-year high in September as several forces reshape the labor market. According to USA Today, many workers are seeking extra income as wages are inching up. They say job openings are near record levels, and the new economy is putting a premium, they say, on freelance work and short-term projects. Here's the thing, we're also coming into holiday. We're coming into holiday, hiring too, so I wouldn't be surprised about that. But I am seeing a trend that I want to talk to you guys about. They say here there's a Michael Alfaro, 49 years old, Columbia, Michigan. Hey, Michael. He has a full-time extensive customer service representative job for an appliance manufacturer. And on most evenings and some weekends, he works a late shift, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. or 4 p.m. to midnight in the electronics department of a local department store. He decided to take the gig last November. And he has about $37,000 in debt, including credit cards, student personal loans. And so he, I guess, there are about, I think, 300,000 job holders now that hold multiple jobs. Moonlighters represent 5.2% of all those employed. Monthly data can also be volatile, they say, but the totals of the first 9 months of 2006 have averaged 7.5 million, nearly 300,000 higher than the year ago figure. Okay, so are wages going up? I think there is a touch of the wages going up. I think so. But what I am seeing is more part-time work available than more full-time work. And again, those are remnants of what happened with Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. Obviously, full-time work causes many more employers to, follow the rules to provide health care insurance coverage. So there's obviously more part-time jobs available. There's a newer market of part-time jobs available. And so those people that even may not have a full-time job, they're saying this one particular person has a full-time job. There's a lot of people that cut and paste 2-3 part-time jobs together. So employers are offering so many other part-time jobs now that there's more access for us, which is good. The second thing that's happening is a lot of us that got so burned with this recession want to make sure we don't have all our eggs in one basket. It makes us very, very nervous to think that the one job we got could be over in a split second. And when people got fired during the recession, that's all they had. A lot of them did not get severance pay. It was done. They were done and had to leave. And so that's very, very scary. So a lot of Americans are thinking, if I at least have my tush in 2 or 3 different positions, then if I do get fired, I'm not going to be completely destitute. Now, on one end, that may not be the safest position from an unemployment standpoint, unemployment insurance standpoint, but on the other end, I think a lot of people, they really don't want to have to, rely on unemployment. And so, I hope the government is preparing for as we are going to be hitting our next, big recession soon. Doesn't matter who's going to be elected, and we've talked about this. Why? More robots and computers taking over jobs, housing market glut as baby boomers are aging out of their homes, and commercial real estate glut as many people don't go to the stores anymore. They buy online, and you have a lot of these big retailers stores going, I don't know why we're paying all this real estate here. We might as well close up and do more internet like we've seen with Fredericks of Hollywood. I think we saw with the Radio Shack and a lot of other retailers. So, and even the big retailers that are doing well, they don't need all the commercial real estate that they need. So there's going to be some big issues coming up and some big changes around the bend. So, what should you do in this job market? Should you make sure you have your bases covered? I think so. If there are part-time jobs available, I would say grab it. Another thing, too, is if you really, really like a job, and sometimes a part-time job can turn into a full-time. So if there is a company you really want to work for, if there's a job you really, really like, get that part-time work done. And then, you know, hopefully you'll be in a position where if they do start to downsize, but they need some full-time people, you're at least in the mix. It's a very frightening time. When I hear people moonlighting and people, it sounds to me like it's not that they want to spend a lot of money and they're trying to make some extra money for spending. To me, it sounds a little bit of a desperation. And, you know, I mean, I felt that same thing, too. I'm like, you know, who knew that the Affordable Care Act would cause that much damage to private practice? Who knew? And, you know, the fact that Corey and I were talking about me going back and waiting tables, which I always gave us money. I mean, there was always money in the bank, you know, shows that many of us were like, and luckily for me, I could just wait tables. Now, if I had to, I could find a job and wait some tables. And I could live on that money very easily. Okay, I don't spend a lot, as you guys could see. I don't put a lot of money into my hair, my clothes. I don't have jewelry. So I think I could make it on that. You know, my son is 16. We'll make him get a job. I mean, I think overall we'll be fine. But there's a lot of things we're up against. We're up against less jobs being available. There's going to be less jobs. There's going to be more, you know, computerization, robots, and also we have more people in the workforce. Some of them aren't even citizens. Some of them are illegal immigrants that are here in our workforce. There's a lot of people being displaced by those that speak Spanish when they don't. Right? And I mean, even my office, when my staff was like, Dahlia, we need somebody that speaks Spanish. All right, put the ad out, say that we're looking for a bilingual, nurse or a bilingual front desk. I mean, it's a non, you know, discriminatory, very common, interview title that, you know, many people are saying, you know, we need a staff member that speaks Spanish, customer service rep that's bilingual. And so you are now competing with people who are bilingual, whether they're bilingual in Vietnamese, whether they're bilingual in French, bilingual in Spanish, depending on where you are in the country. If you're not bilingual, you're going to have a problem as well. And so I think a lot of people are feeling that, and it's a shame. So, just don't get overworked. Don't get overstressed. I don't think you should use every bit of your part-time, hours or your time off to work part-time. Life is too short. Make sure you spend it with the family. You're going to need it. The one thing that I'm really nervous about is all the regret that we're going to start to see. And you have a lot of people that, unfortunately, you know, are aging, and then they were like, look, you know, it wasn't worth it, you know, and so I hear you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of not worth it, many of us are doubting why we purchased our Netflix, because apparently Netflix is under fire because it only has 31 movies from IMDb's top 250 list. And many of us go on to Netflix and we're like, well, the movies on there stinks. Where are the good movies? So its shrinking library really stinks. Now, mind you, I really like House of Cards. Okay, and yes, House of Cards on Netflix, you know, makes it worth you purchasing it. But after that, I mean, how many times have we seen Jaws? How many times have we seen The Princess Bride? So, they say a big chunk of Netflix's budget in its early beginnings went towards buying older movies and shows, but the firm lost a few streaming deals that unfortunately wiped out thousands of titles. So, they got Amadeus, they got Pulp Fiction, they got Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, but where are the new movies? Okay? I mean, how many times can we see Braveheart? How many times can we see, you know, The Truman Show? So, for those of you with Netflix, I hear ya. I'm waiting for The Walking Dead to come back. That's going to be good. I thought The Fear of the Walking Dead was very, very well done. Right now, I'm more into TV than anything else. I'm not really watching movies. I haven't gone to the movies now in a long time. So, hopefully we'll get some really good TV now that we're coming into Halloween, my favorite season. Guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Medical school students killing themselves. What's going on there? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever.
Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We'll be right back.
dancing. Come on, guys. Got a lot of work to do. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, so there was a piece written in the Washington Post talking about how brutal medical school is, and it's making many of us suicidal, according to Nathaniel Morris. And I was never suicidal because of medical school, but it was very interesting when you hear his recount of things that happen, why students could be committing suicide, where I lived through the same thing. And it's a different day these days. Apparently in August, a medical student in Econ School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York jumped out of an 8-story window to her death. It just happened a couple months ago. And they say, unfortunately, stories like this are just far too common. In May, a medical student from USC took his own life. At UCSD, third-year medical student killed himself last year. 2 years ago, when Nathaniel Morris was a medical student at Harvard, a fellow student died of suicide. So we have 80,000 medical students right now, I guess. And we don't know how many, I guess, we don't have a lot of data on how many take their lives each year. There's not a lot of studies on that. I know University of Nevada, Reno has been doing some research, other schools as well. But we are still, unfortunately, trying to grasp our heads around how doctors that are supposed to take care of us, that are supposed to be able to withstand all the stuff that they see, the drownings, the shootings, the assaults, the little kids with cancer. These people are supposed to take care of us. And it takes a special type of person to become a physician. It does. You have to be able to withstand a lot. That's why my parents were very, very negative about me going to medical school. They, girl, you're too stupid. You know, you have to be able to see blood. I can see blood. Well, I know you can, but you're going to cry if you say, oh, it's okay to cry. If I see that somebody lost their child to a drowning, absolutely I'm going to cry. We doctors are not supposed to be robots. We're supposed to be human beings, and that makes us a better doctor. And I'm wondering if some of these students feel like they're supposed to just be able to handle it and see it. You can't be a good physician if you can't feel. So I'm wondering if that's an issue. Now, they say research has also found that many students that arrive at medical school, they say here, research has found that students may arrive at medical school feeling less burnout and depression than other people at their age. Yet once they get into medical school, they go on to have a greater risk of mental health problems and suicidal thoughts. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, medical students suffer from depression at rates 15 to 30% greater than the general population. Thousands of applicants compete for spots in these medical schools, they say, which is very interesting. In 2015, the average medical school accepted just 6.9% of applicants. According to U.S. News and World Report, Mayo Medical School had the lowest acceptance rate of 1.8%. So they have to screen the best and the brightest, and they say these institutions can serve as breeding grounds for competitions and feelings of inadequacy. They say medical students must learn a startling amount of material in a short time. You have to, learn the whole human body in a matter of weeks. That's right. They say a well-known saying is that medical school is like drinking water from a fire hose. They say students grapple with high-volume workloads while studying for multiple rounds of national licensing exams and preparing applications to residency programs. Outside the classroom, you have other stressors. They say in the clinical settings, you have to see sick and dying patients. Deal with people that, suffer, ventilators, et cetera. And, many times our families aren't very supportive. Having a non-supportive family or husband or wife is very, very difficult. And then when you go, when you're in these rounds and in these hospitals, and I know things are different now. Now your superior officers, your superior doctors and residents can't do this to you. But maybe they do. But, when I was in school, oh, no. They are not a shoulder to cry on. In fact, you got punched in the gut. It was, you dumb witch, you're going to kill somebody, you this, being smacked, with instruments. And I told you, one of them stabbed me with one where it was in my hand. It was so, so you have overworked sometimes, burned out superiors that are not offering any support. So, unfortunately, amid those types of pressures, these medical students can fall into an abyss. Now, another thing, too, that I think may put that final, you know, nail in the coffin, unfortunately, is these students feel like, wait a second, I just borrowed hundreds of thousands of dollars. If I quit or if I fail, I'm screwed. And many of these students feel like they can't quit or they can't take a year off. So, you know, this is scary, scary stuff. Now, I teach at Toro University of Nevada, and so, you know, we're very, very lucky to have counselors there and a good support system and faculty. And so there's definitely, you know, a bosom for somebody to cry on, so to speak, if they need to. And it's because we've all been there. You know, we're all doctors. We've all been through it. It stinks. But on the other hand, what I think we really need to do is before students get to medical school, we need that stress test. All right? For some reason, some students have it easy in undergrad. You know, even me, I was a straight-A student, always. I great SATs, great scores. I get to medical school, and my first test, I got a D. I've never gotten a D on a test. All right? And so it was in biochem, and I talked to Chuck Dryling, my teacher, and I'm like, how did this happen? I mean, I've done the Krebs cycle multiple times in undergrad. How could this happen? He goes, well, maybe it's because you're making a bunch of stupid jokes in the back of class. I'm like, really? You heard all those? I'm like, no. But, you know, it's more, I've always made stupid jokes. I mean, I've been making jokes in class ever since kindergarten. There's something more to it. And, you know, I learned very early on that it was because I stopped working when I was in medical school. I'm a very, very interesting person. I apologize. Don't anybody else do this. But I had worked, you know, multiple part-time jobs while in college. All of a sudden, I'm in medical school and I'm not working. So I go to school and then I come home and I study. Looks like I needed to be able to check out temporarily and put myself under the stress that I needed to. So I got a job waiting tables when I was in medical school. And I used that money to put my brother through college, which he later dropped out of classes and took the money and ran. But that's neither here nor there. So I worked. And my working a job, coming home at midnight to then study till 2, 3 in the morning to turn around and be at class at 6, boom, I got A's. So, you know, we all have to find our groove. And some of us need the stress, some of us don't. But this is sad if people are killing themselves because they get through everything they get through, then they get into medical school, and they're like, or it's like, this isn't what I want to do. Or I've always wanted to be a doctor, let's say some of them are thinking, and then all of a sudden they go through classes and they're like, this stinks so bad that, oh my gosh, what do I do? We need to tell people it's okay to switch gears. It's okay to quit. This idea, don't be a quitter, is sometimes you need to switch courses. Those that don't switch courses and follow the same line, I mean, they're the ones that get hurt. So, you know, if you do see a medical student, give them a hug, realize that what they're going through is some real, real tough stuff. And, you know, what we're doing as a society to our doctors with Obamacare, with, you know, how we talk about them in the media, how we treat our physicians, going, look, I don't care what you say, just give me a Z-Pack. You know, cut us some slack, because it is a very grueling process to become a doctor and to become somebody that can care for you and do so being an emotional, you know, a barometer and being a sign of strength for you. And there's only so many hits we're going to take before we say, you know what, guys, you're on your own. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Rebel.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.